I can confidently confirm to you that the peace conference between Jongolen Pibora administrative area, which was conducted in Juba last month, has already impacted the lives of the indigenous in the area. As we speak, there is a free flow of the traffic now between the people of Jongole and Pibora administrative area. Traders from Bor, they go to Pibor, Likwangule, and buy cows and take them to Bor. Likewise, also the Murle do the same. Not only that, last week there were abducted children which were identified in Likwangule by the chief administrator of Pibora administrative area and the chiefs of the area. So these children were identified to be from Pachala. They were returned to their rightful owners. And also, as we speak, arrangements are ongoing to identify more children that were abducted. Generally, I can say this time round, this peace conference has fewer fruits compared to the previous ones, because one of the factors that made this to be fruitful is the presence of the head of the state. The presence of the president in that peace conference alone, you know, help a lot. You know, the communities of the conflicting communities felt that really the president was concerned about their issues. And when the president talked to them to abandon fighting, they listened. That was one of the major factors that has made this conference successful. The other factor is that the people who were brought to the conference were those who were fighting, those who were involved in the fighting themselves, the youth particularly, and the chiefs of the area. All of them, those who were in the front line, were brought to Juba. They were able to talk freely, and they spoke their minds. So these two major factors made the conference to be more successful. The third one is the personality. The personality, those who were given the responsibility to bring the co-warring communities together. The personality of His Excellency Dr. James Oniga, Vice President of the Republic for Economic Cluster, and General Daniel Oweda-Coote. These are high-profile citizens of our country. So those who were involved, the warring communities, felt really the government has its people in their heart. Since the end of the conference today, we have never heard of serious or major confrontation among these communities of Pibor, of Murle, Bor, and Nuer.
One of the issues that came out during the conference was the need to deploy security forces or to create a buffer zone in some hot spots in the area. So how far is this in terms of implementation?
Yes. If you look carefully at the resolutions, there are some resolutions that will be implemented by the locals themselves. Others will be implemented by the government, and others will be implemented by our development partners like the UN, the UNMISS, and the rest. So for us as the government, yes, one of the key to the implementation or to bringing about lasting peace in between Pibor and Jongole is creation of buffer zone in an area called Gadiang. There is going to be a police unit that will be stationed, that will be deployed there, to act as a buffer zone. That arrangements are ongoing, and sooner, I think that thing will be done. Because once the police is deployed in Gadiang, the police will help in monitoring the movement of the criminals along that corridor. This is already in the plan of the government, and very soon it is going to be implemented. Plus, there were many resolutions. Those resolutions will be implemented in letter and spirit. And this will make a difference between the recently concluded conference and the previous ones. If the resolutions are not implemented, then we will not make much difference.
How is the national government monitoring the overall implementation of some of these resolutions? Has there been any committee formed so far?
There has not been new committee formed, but rather the committee headed by the Vice President, Dr. James Oniga, is still overseeing the implementation of this conference, the resolutions of the conference. Until we are sure that peace has finally returned to Jonglen Tibora administrative area, then now I think we will relinquish our responsibility thereafter. But before that, we will make sure that the resolutions are followed and implemented to the letter and spirit.
As a spokesperson for the Jonglen Peace Initiative, what will be your final remarks?
My final remark is just a message to the young people, the youth in Murule and also in Jonglen. The young people should know that South Sudan is the only country we have, all of us. We don't have a spare part for this country. So that we can destroy Murule, we can destroy Jonglen, and then later bring the new Jonglen and new Murule. No. It's the only country we have, this country, so it is important for us to accept ourselves and live in peace. The guns that are now in the hands of the young people should not be misused. Already, all of them have seen the negative impact of holding guns. So I am advising the young people to convert these guns in their hands now into cultivating tools. Let us go for agriculture. Instead of killing ourselves, the young people should embark on agriculture. The rainy season is coming now. It is important to leave fighting and go for agriculture. And also, those who are in the age of school going, they should go to school. The young people should go to school.